Whetstone is on the Yankton Reservation. It's the place where children as young as 10 years old cross the Missouri River to begin their journey to Carlisle Indian Industrial School 142 years ago. The federal government forced Native children to leave their families and attend boarding schools. Elaine Crow Eagle is from Rosebud. She attended a ceremony for the remains at Whetstone.
I can't imagine what they went through. They're never going to see their parents again. And their parents are never going to see their children again. And for it to be right here, it's just like, I don't know. It hurts. But I'm just glad they're coming home.
Dwayne Hollow Hornbear is related to Friend Hollow Hornbear, one of the 9 children. He says it was important to stop at Whetstone before taking the remains to their final resting place on the Rosebud Reservation.
You know, perhaps their spirits, remain along the shore there. And physically their bodies were taken. But to bring them home, to address their spiritual beings, slowly bring them back.
Pairs of young men carried 9 wooden boxes of the remains to a prayer lodge. The children were finally home. Elaine Crow Eagle is glad some of the children were buried in the Veterans Cemetery.
These children are like warriors. They're like warriors. They stayed there and then they did what they had to.
6 are buried in the Veterans Cemetery and the other 3 were buried in the family plots. With South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Johnson.